Kick its ass.
Leave meeting.
Yeah. I'm not a piece of meat. Not yet. You're not.
Not yet. Just give you about an hour at 1:75, and
Sorry, gentlemen, for the delay there. I went for a wee and then I got sidetracked. Now, there's two things that could have happened.
Yeah, you either tugged it or you took a shit.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact is, you know that I did neither of those. I did both of those.
Yes.
I wonder what could you even? I don't think it would be desirable under almost any circumstances. But I don't think you could.
Wasn't there one of those gross...
No, man, as you say, it's not desirable under most circumstances, but you know, out there, there's someone for whom that is everything. It's not that, it's nothing.
To the point, they don't leave the house.
Yeah, they can't.
Why wouldn't they? Everything they
popping Viagra and eating bran flakes, just trying to fucking... more and more voluminous poos and harder erections. I don't think because you need to pee when you poo. You couldn't keep a boner, could you?
It's never come up.
That's the point. It didn't ever come up.
No, surely you can. I think there is a mechanism which means you can't pee while you're hard because it's like a valve type system. That just like,
oh look, anyone who's ever woken up in the morning
hard while you pee is it like if A equals B then B equals A, or is this just a different
no,
system?
It's, yeah, it means that math thing you said. Yeah, B A balls anus. Sorry, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, no, anyone who's ever woken up with an erection. Now I haven't personally, but most people I'm told do. Yeah, it's like, oh, I can't pee. I have to just fucking like. You can actually just if you do like a like
no.
Can you pee with a morning boner?
Yeah,
really?
I can, like, and also I can and have with great difficulty because it's like the fucking rifling on this thing has been shot to shit.
Oh yeah,
so, the rifling.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes your pee accurate is the rifling that the doctor does when you're a baby.
Yeah.
Fucking the medical establishment has a lot to answer for, but that is impressive piece
that is impressive. It used to like spray out like the kind of like sprinkler setting on a hose, and now
it did. It was like a blunderbuss. And actually, since they moved from because they're breech loaded now, your penis with pee, it used to be fucking muzzle loaded. That's how you got your wee in there.
Drink the water in through the tiny hole.
I've never seen an elephant bathing in the river. It's that sort of thing, you know?
I'm gonna say I've done what I would describe as a regrettable Google here about pooping and ejaculating, and what I was expecting was some creeps, some people who are like, oh yeah man, if you can pull it off, it's great. And I think the mechanics of that makes sense, you know, butts and dicks, it all lines up.
Butts and dicks, it does all line up.
But apparently, involuntary poop-induced orgasms are a lot more of an issue than I was led to believe.
Now, hold on. I just want to work through the language there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Poop-induced orgasms.
Yeah.
So you're pooping so good, it makes you come.
I actually think that you're pooping so bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like a level of constipation.
It's not you're coming so good it makes you poop.
No. Again, I was very careful with the wording.
Because you can poop.
This one left to right.
I'll tell you this. You can poop. I've had them. You can poop to where that's better than coming. If you have a really good poop.
That's a different thing. That's just,
it's
that's
like
just
fucking.
That's just a good morning.
A good fucking morning visit to the bathroom. And you're just floating for the first half of the day. So I've never come as good as that. What are you talking about?
What this is it seems people who, you know, would have what you might describe as like a mini or a flaccid orgasm while pooping.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's an orgasm.
something prostate related.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, it's all, like, you're pretty close to the center of the action down there, you know? Everything's fucking going on.
Yeah.
Like, we're not like birds who do it all like the one bloody thing, but like,
oh, I mean,
it's close enough one could matter.
That's got to be rough when you see a seagull like has got someone's curry chips. It's like they have to pee-poo the rest of that out. They don't get they don't get a separation. Imagine you had to pee out spice. Well, although limited sympathy for the seagulls after all. It's a find out countdown. I have not decided whether that first part is going in.
I know. Jury is out on whether that was funny or just entertaining for us.
Oh no, hang on, sorry. I've actually just been contacted by the judges, and they have pointed out that I would have to do slightly more work if I edited it out, so it's probably
it's out of your hands, Manus.
It's completely, it's the civil service clause. It is completely out of my hands, I'm afraid.
Now guys, I will note just up top that this is a banner day for the final countdown.
Good.
Because for years now, we have been enjoying unlimited Zoom on my work account.
Yeah.
As you both know, said work no longer happening. And I've just for this first week gotten the message that we have a 40-minute limit.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Our listeners will be thrilled.
Yeah. I'm probably still paying for Zoom. There was probably no need for this problem, but because they charge me and they don't really warn you enough to stop, so they're definitely still just taking. They make it hard to quit. They're like, "Hey, buddy, are you sure?
You sure?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were a little bitch. I mean, they do seem to cater it to each individual, and that certainly worked on me. We'll get through what we get through. That's fine.
Maybe it's one of those sort of soft warnings, which is like, 40 minutes in the same way that, you know, WinRAR was always like, you have to pay for me eventually.
I'm still waiting for the day. They just send a dude around. They're like, fucking told you were going to pay eventually. It starts breaking kneecaps. Yeah, it used to be relatively simple. That's like the toothpick model that you worked under was like, we'll just pay for the license for everything. See, I worked for Barrel Core, predecessor to toothpick, where the model was don't do everything offline so that the thing doesn't realize that the 30-day trial has expired. That laptop can't connect to the internet because that has our trial Photoshop. It has our trial version of this.
Hey, he didn't get rich writing a lot of checks,
man. He fucking didn't. That's fucking true.
Damn straight.
As a man who frequently had to courier items by just accompanying them on the train to Limerick, I can tell you there was not a lot of checks written. I could have been entirely replaced by just a student card with legs, actually. But I'm not entirely sure that wasn't what my job description was. Oh, well. These are the things they build. You know all those things they said were going to build character, and they all just traumatized us beyond belief.
Yeah. But Malice, here's the secret. That is character. You know?
Good. Wow. Good. I'd rather be boring. Jesus Christ. Oh well, that's what we're doing. It's the final countdown. Manus Cronin, Jack Carberry, Gavin Toner, whatever. Yeah. Those are some of the names.
Those are some of the names that make up the group that will ultimately be seen here today.
You've been listening for a couple of hundred episodes, work it out, you know.
Yeah, do you reckon there's ever like, because it's been it was basically the entire story of the podcast has been like a pretty substantial amount of listeners, and then just that has dwindled down to whatever it is now. Like, does no one's finding this new now, presumably? We don't want to advertise it anywhere. It's not like
I will be shocked if in the slew of podcasts out there that ours is gaining any more.
You couldn't be. How, like, you could. You'd never find.
And dare I say, appalled.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you found this in the last 40 episodes, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, go fucking stop listening.
Fucking unsubscribe, you, frankly.
Give us a one star. Fuck you. Yeah, I think we got a fair, like, it was great that we got like accidentally launched onto the front page of iTunes for like a year and a half when we started. And it's, even if you're thinking about it with today's eyes, that doesn't seem like as big of a, like, that was very, that was, of course, we had lots of listeners. There was, everybody went on iTunes in those days.
Yeah.
While that was a good, like, thing to happen to us, it taught me no lesson. I was just like, I don't have to advertise this. People will just find it.
Yeah, if you just do things, yeah, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Was on the internet briefly true.
Yeah, for a while. And then it wasn't. And like, then I stopped even doing the bare minimum stuff that I used to do, like tweeting out. Well, Ben was in charge of the social media at those times. But I used to go onto fucking like wrestling message boards and be like, hey, it's me, that annoying guy you don't like. Well, here, I have a podcast, tune in. Or like, yeah, I've mentioned several times that I used to just go to gigs and just be like, hey, shut up for a second. Take out your phone. Subscribe to my podcast. Thank you very much. that was 90% of it. Like, because when you have not yet stopped doing gigs, but you don't care anymore, that's the fun time. That's the, like, I know I'm supposed to tell jokes, but I just need you all to subscribe to my podcast and I'll go away very quickly if you do so.
Yeah. All of the jokes are actually already in this podcast in kind of a looser format. So yeah, it's true.
I never had the balls to, or not the balls, the work ethic to like take like premises and bits that sort of worked on the podcast and like try to work them into a stand-up thing, because that might have worked.
Well, that's because
they were already perfect. It's true. If
they worked them in, that would imply that there was work to be done. And
there was no work to be done. It's true. It would have been plagiarizing for myself. And I felt like that was cheating somehow. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered. It really wouldn't have mattered. But like, it is. I didn't give myself the best chance either, even if it could have mattered. I was doomed to fail by my own failings. Funny how that goes. It's failings a lot easier. It might not be more fun, but it's fucking easy.
Yeah, you can almost fail without trying.
It's impossible to not fail without trying. That's not, you know, it's...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, don't parse that one. It's not, it's just assume. Assume that if it sounded wrong, it's because you're wrong. That's what you should always...
Yeah, which you are.
Yeah, we're the ones who are correct, I think, is what you'll find, actually. Because remember, we did actually, the lab did get back to us on that. Remember that time we thought we were wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I got the report back from the lab. We were actually right.
Oh, yeah. Thank God
we were.
Yeah, no, it's it was a great relief to discover that, and the people who were right, who weren't us, were right for their wrong reasons. The lab also sent back that report.
Detailed results from the lab. Yeah.
It was a lab report. I've started arguing based on facts that were in the early seasons. Nothing to do with our podcast. Nothing to do with anything. If Michelle's like, "Why is that?" I was like, "Oh yeah, it was in one of the early seasons." I think one of the pre-COVID seasons.
As a statement about anything.
About life.
Yeah. It's just like saying something's in the Bible, you know, one of those in the back somewhere.
You didn't read the footnotes of the Bible. Yeah, see, probably, I think it's in the... Seriously.
Yeah, it's in the supplemental. It's in the Bible.
It's in
Bible
those last few pages of the Bible that they leave blank so you can write your own reflections. I wrote that. So technically... It's in the Bible.
I mean, that's why they're there. That's, and the irritating loophole in Catholicism is if you write it in there, God has to do it.
Yeah. God has to do it. Yeah.
It's actually nuts how we let that just slide for ages. Yeah.
And then on the eighth day, God accidentally got poo on his wipe hand and had to smell it. On the eighth day, that happened. So that's not in the Genesis, but it's in the appendix, you know, which is...
Yeah, God got up to other stuff after the 7 days. He kind of let Earth ride and then was spent most of the rest of his time trying to get that poo off his hand.
Yeah, God really peaked in high school when you think about it. He was like, we just no need to look after the 7 days. That's because we know there's more days than that. But
yeah,
he kind of had all the cards, so we had to be like, all right, yeah, the eighth day where you pooped your pants in front of everyone, that never happened. I made everything. Why is only everyone always brings up the time I pooped my pants in front of everyone? This is unfair.
To take a tangent on this,
Yeah,
please. Weeks are weird, right? Yeah,
they certainly are.
Okay.
But, like, okay, think about every other, like, time period, all right? Like, a year. What does a year mean?
What is another year? The question Johnny Logan has been asking for centuries.
What is another
it's
year?
It's a rotation.
It's
definitive.
What is a day?
It's just a day.
A full spin of the earth.
Spin of the earth. What's a month?
Bullshit is what it is.
No, yeah. A month is like the moon, like, rotates around the earth. I'm pretty
sure. It was our best approximation of what the moon was doing.
We pulled out of our fucking arses.
Yeah. Because God shit himself in the
earth. Did the Bible create the week, or did the week create the Bible?
I would say the strong created the Bible.
That big week is behind all of this.
Big week. It's just a ploy to get us thinking in 7 days.
The Bible can't even agree on when it starts. It's like if you're the oldest of the Abrahamic religions, then the day start, the week is Saturday is the last day, or the and if you're the middle child of the ARs, the people of the book, if you will, if you're the Christians, you're like, well, fucking Sunday is the day. If you're Muslim, I don't care to hear from you, frankly.
And Mattis, you're forgetting about another denomination, those followers of Craig David. Their days tend to repeat a lot. Four of them, they just do the same thing.
The blood of Christ is one thing. The blood of Craig David. Took her for a drink every fucking day of this week. Hey, don't trust a religion that doesn't tell you on which day it makes love, because it's trying to hide something.
It is, yeah. I assume that all of the followers of the major religions are virgins, because my religion tells me when to fuck.
When to fuck, man. And where, let me tell you. They don't say out loud that Craig David was in the book of Fill Me In, that Craig David was having sex in the jacuzzi, but it's implied.
It is implied. And you know what else implies it? That beard.
That beard. He's like, I fuck in other people's water. I jizz up your hot tub, sir, and I dare you to stop
the jets so it's hard to clean.
Yeah. They've got it. That's got to be the most combed in body of water ever, is Craig David's hot tub.
And that is hot competition for sure.
And I'm including, like, I don't just mean people. I mean, like, in all of the, in, like, the Pacific Ocean, for example.
Including the Pacific Ocean, you think with all that coastline, still Craig David's hot tub.
I'm including all the fish that are fucking in the Pacific Ocean as well, sir, in this calculation.
You're doing a huge amount of work on this one, Manus, to try to get there. Like, okay, now, sorry. Okay,
give me the Google interview. How many things have fucked in the Pacific Ocean?
No, because again, I think you've actually touched on something there, Gav. Actually, it's Craig David's hot tub. It doesn't all have to be his cum.
Yeah, but it's a lot of it is his cum.
A lot of it is,
But it doesn't. You're right. There's a lot of other people's cum in there too. Although it's like, it's what you call it. It's like the opposite of homeopathic water, where it's like it's mostly cum, but it's even more watery because it's only a little bit of water.
You could drink the jacuzzi water if you're a homeopath.
Who's the guy? Which was the guy? Was it Usher? And I don't mean the musician, although probably the musician too. The guy who all the buildings are named after in Trinity, whose claim to fame was incorrectly figuring out how old the Earth was based on the Bible.
Is that Usher?
It could be Lecky, the creepiest statue on campus, Lecky.
Yeah.
But we're doing that for Craig David.
What was his view? That
all life is Craig David's cum or something. I can't remember what he actually said.
Yeah, you're right. It's Usher. Today most known for his famous identification of the genuine letters of Church Father Ignatius of Antioch and for his chronology that sought to establish the time and date of the creation as the entrance of the night preceding the 23rd day of October, the year before Christ. 4004. It's like 23rd of October. Class, they had Halloween pretty soon after that, didn't they? Fucking idiot. I know it was fucking 1600 when you came up with that, but that's still dumb as shit.
You gotta love Trinity though, because it's like you can sit there and have arguments over like people who buildings are named after and statues and all that sort of stuff, and it's like, did the good outweigh the bad or whatever. It's like, he's wrong enough that you cannot call the building after him.
Yeah. This is a hall of education.
This guy was
take that dumbass's name off this shit.
I don't care if he was nice. Well, here we are. I knew we shouldn't have left the naming of the new building up to the students. Here we are at the newly named Hitler Memorial Library, so called for being less incorrect than Usher was. I knew we should have gone with other parameters for this.
We're working our way up. We just need someone who's just slightly less incorrect than Hitler now.
It's a shame. I guess it had to die because there's a rise in unironic Hitler love in real life. So it's a shame that like the trope of anytime something going to a public vote, it being something about Hitler that wins. It's a shame that had to go because it is. What was the
famous... it didn't go. It just changed.
They just meant it. They meant it. Yeah, that's true.
They meant it. Yeah.
What was it? Was it a Mountain Dew? Was it Mountain Dew or Snapple or one of them? It's like, name our new flavor, and the Hitler did nothing wrong, won by just so much.
The internet is defeated in bullshit though as well, which you really have to admire on some level.
It's just a more innocent time where it's just like they were joking, and I know they were, but that happened now, you'd be like, I don't know that's Kanye. Sorry. Said some stuff the other day.
the top 10 of this is so fucking good. Okay, I'm looking it up and it was Mountain Dew. Favorite name. So number one, Hitler did nothing wrong. Number two, Gushing Granny. Number three, Fapple. Number four, Diabetes. Number five, Gushing Granny with an apostrophe instead of a G. I feel like they split the vote on that one. Number six, Granny Squirt. Number five, Gushing Granny's plural. Number eight,
a plural,
Gushing
not
Granny. Number nine, Fabulous Apple.
So it's only by the fact that the people voting for Gushing Granny couldn't get their shit together.
Yeah, honestly.
It really sounds like that was the more popular one than Hitler did nothing wrong.
Yeah. They really split the vote on Gushing Grannies, unfortunately. Mm.
See,
there were
have
five
to...
different versions.
Yeah, that's
why
the problem with Hitler did
five
nothing.
Five candidates in the same constituency. It's a first past the post system.
The problem with Hitler did nothing wrong, and the only problem with it, and I'll hear no further. The problem with it is, it's like they'll never call it that. But you might have been able to sneak in Gushing Granny or Fapple or like they
You know, yeah, it's too extremely
like Bodie McBoatface worked.
Yeah.
You
Hitler did nothing McWrongy face. Problem can't have it. They're never.
Problem can't have it.
Mm.
They're never gonna. Yeah, we've got 9 minutes and 27 seconds remaining on this recording. So it's time to get introduced to these beers.
Oh, no, we're doing a bit of a reverse episode. Nice.
Yeah, I'm drinking Duvel, which is not a new one for the podcast, but it's just, I just fucking had one in the fridge, so that's what I'm drinking. And it's nice. It's a nice blonde beer. And if it was made in 2007, it would be called something like Sexy Blonde or Blonde Blonde, you know, and it would have a lady with visible décolletage on the badge for the pump clip, you know.
What does décolletage mean?
I think it's a fancy word for cleavage, and I'm not confident enough to make that my final answer, Jeremy, but I would like to suggest, I would like to ask the host.
If you're going to ask Jeremy Clarkson about any subject, I'm pretty sure that would be his mastermind specialist.
Yeah. Like, you got a four-volume autobiography.
Cleavage in advertising.
Okay, my book on the Falklands War and boobs is a four-volume. We really gave it to the Argies. That's they fucking and like now it'll presumably be an even like less militarily impressive country that they'd have to go to beat. They'd have to be like the Mauritanian War. We're taking on the Maldives. All of them. 700 islands versus one. The odds were stacked against us. The world is kind of taking on the Maldives, though, by flooding them.
With holiday wankers.
Yeah, well, no, water. Where the Maldives are. Aren't they one of those countries that's sinking because we just can't stop melting the ice caps?
Oh, are they? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, again, don't look into it. But
don't look into it. Yeah. I'm just going to assume yes, because I don't have the confidence to say it. So I'm assuming you're right.
You'd be so fucking surprised how often you can just say some shit and people will just, you know. And it's always I fall for it too. It's always a big surprise when someone happens to say something that you know isn't true, and they've said it with the same confidence that they said all that other stuff that you were just believing them about. I mean, holy the fuck, did they know? Did they make all that up? I mean, they don't. You know. And of course not. It's the children who are wrong. Gavin, did I see you drinking a spooky Heineken?
I'm drinking a spooky because I had a big weekend at a wedding, where it was 2 days of straight drinking, and I nearly fell asleep on the motorway. I am on the spookies.
There are conditions where, I don't mean worse than drunk driving, but like there's times when you would pass a breathalyzer that you shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, 100%. Yeah. That's how I felt. I was like, I am so freaking tired. I need to stop coffee, sleep.
Yeah, I might as well be drunk for how dangerous.
I might as well. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's
in fact,
true.
A little bit of cocaine wouldn't go amiss right now.
I'm pretty sure
it would be better for the other drivers on the road if you just did have some.
Yeah. I mean, unless it gave you the big one. You know, the big heart attack that kills you.
Oh, I was gonna say the big good time that you'd have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, look, taking cocaine at the wheel is not as irresponsible as, for example, getting vaccinated for COVID. But it's... I'm coming out as anti-vax. I've decided it's the new in. It's actually a very old in, but I feel like
coming out as anti-vax now is far funnier.
Yeah, it's not as brave as it was.
You're right. It is actually not as brave as it was.
Look, we have entered into the banter era of global existence. So fucking RFK plus Tucker for president of America and fuck vaccines. We're gonna blow it up before there's a chance for any of this to matter. We're on the road to it, so let's just give $100,000 a week to Nicholas Bentner and have him be president.
Oh, paying him over the top for a job he doesn't want again.
It's a banter era Arsenal joke, which is what I was. Boy. Who's laughing now? I'll tell you. They're almost top of the league.
Yeah. I'll tell you who's laughing now, right? Okay, Jack, I know you've got a beer that we need to get introduced to, but I found out something last week that blew my fucking mind, okay? Who do you think is the richest former professional footballer?
Oh, you'd think it's like Beckham or someone, but...
Is it like Lee Sharp or someone like that? Or like Robbie Fowler?
Like you're in the same level of like footballing ability. It's Mathieu Flamini.
Holy crow. Why?
He co-founded a biochemical company that's now worth billions after his football career. Like, if that's not the most fucking Mathieu Flamini thing I have ever heard.
Yeah. Was he any good at football?
He played for Arsenal during the banter era. He was actually the guy I was trying to think of when I made the Nicholas Bentner joke.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that wasn't. I was trying to think of... Who's the guy with the terrible hair? Shamak? Anyway.
Oh, Shamak. Marouane Shamak. Yeah.
Mazzy Family. Good for... Yeah, he wasn't a bad footballer.
No, he wasn't. He was a kind of workman-like defensive midfielder. Like, he was grand.
Yeah, he would have been... Yeah, it's just he's one of many of those Arsenal players are like they became sort of punchlines because of what Arsenal at that point were as a whole. It's where it's not really they weren't really bad. Nicholas Bender wasn't even bad. He just didn't particularly enjoy football, and he thought he was much better than he was, even though he was quite good. He thought he was like Pele. He was just Nicholas Bentner, League Cup hero.
Yeah. Nicholas
Bentner scores was a down your drink, buy another drink, and down that drink event in
that was the odds on that.
Yeah, luckily it didn't come up that often.
No, it never happened. Joey Barton is on screen. You must be drinking was another one of my favorite League Cup rules.
Joey Barton
and being the League Cup, it happened a lot because Joey Barton, while he was playing, was on screen a lot because of his antics. And when he wasn't playing, he was on screen a lot because of his antics. So it was grand. It's like, well, we're the banteriest ones because we came up with that. We're the banteriest ones.
Before we run out of time, Jack, what are you drinking?
2 minutes and 15 seconds, Jack. Did you drink anything worth reviewing?
Yeah. I'm drinking Tiny Rebel Gatekeeper. It's a 6% peanut butter pretzel stout. The tasty beer I'm going drinking later. So this is just me getting started. It's really tasty. It's one of those very smooth ass stouts. Trying very hard, but pulling it off.
Smooth ass stout. Yes. That's what I like about it. Smooth ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Will you review it?
Oh, yeah. I give this like a 7.5. Good. It's in a very competitive category, but it's very good.
Yeah. I just want to be sure that we get some score in because we are about to be kicked out. But nice. I really want to try that.
Yeah. I will certainly be looking.
Yeah, I got it in fresh down the way, so I'm sure it is relatively available.
On Mare Square fresh or which fresh?
Grand Canal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good fresh. A lot of freshes are pretty good.
Yeah. Fresh to death.
But can they do it? Can they do it on a rainy Saturday in Millwall? I wonder.
I don't know if they have fresh in Millwall, no.
I think they still have just sort of going into your neighbour and taking whatever they have. I think that's what you do.
That's the Millwall way.
Yeah, just fucking stitch them a loaf and what are they going to do?
Millwall is a communist society for you. Give me what you have.
I want that. This is a I'm declaring this entire zone a transfer of resource frontier, which is just me taking your shit. We'll say goodbyes because this is we'll look into paying for Zoom next time. But this is
we'll look into it. That's not a promise, folks.
No, it's a promise that we'll look into it.
Yeah. You could be looking at the 40-minute heroes going forward, but if we're already paying for Zoom, this will change next week.
Yes, it certainly will. Let's hope we are. All right, one thing to cheers to Zoom.
To Zoom!
To Zoom! It's definitely not going to end as well. Like, there's a reason it goes to less than a minute, and it's like...
It's giving you...
Oh, we're going to try it out.
Oh, we're going to do, like, that famous last word.
Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.